Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you have been with us as we continue to talk about another of the divine perfections and excellencies of who God is. This is His nature. This is His character. His attributes are incommunicable, like His omniscience. He knows everything. This is not communicable to the creature. We do not know everything. His attributes are also communicable, like His patience. This is communicable to the creature. We know to be patient. And God is jealous. This is communicable to us, but catch this, only in the sense that we have an understanding of what being jealous is like. However, as we have seen, human jealousy is very different from God jealousy. For us to be jealous is sin. For God to be jealous is holy. When the Bible reveals God as jealous, it means He is intolerant of rivalry or unfaithfulness. God has no rivals. That's the truth. But human beings, evil as we are, we have created in our imaginations other gods and goddesses. Then we worship them. And last time we observed this in ancient history with some reference to today's idols. In truth, the Lord God has no rivals, but He responds to the rivals we have made, and He does so in active fashion. Turn with me again to Exodus chapter 7. That's Exodus 7. As we said last time, Egypt was a very significant civilization. Egypt is still around today and a country that has an impact on the Middle East, but it is not the world empire it once was. Egypt has a prominent place in the Hebrew Bible, and what the text reveals is an idolatrous people. In a show of force, the God of the Hebrews, uses His jealousy to destroy the gods and goddesses of this famous land and culture. We read of the first of 10 plagues when the Nile and all other water was turned to blood. This was done to show how useless the false gods Hapi, also called Apis, the bull god, god of the Nile, Isis, goddess of the Nile, and Num, ram god, guardian of the Nile, among others, were. They have no power to protect the Nile River. But many astute Bible readers listen to this program and you say, Swallow, look at verses 22 and 23 of Exodus 7. Read those. All right, I'll do that. I like how you want the whole Bible read in context. So I am reading verses 22 and 23 of Exodus 7. But the magicians of Egypt did the same with their secret arts. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not listen to them, as the Lord had said. Then Pharaoh turned and went into his house with no concern, even for this. So the God was able to turn the Nile red with blood, but the magicians of Egypt did the same. So how does this show that only the Hebrews' God has the sole power of turning its waters to blood? Well, what we have here is satanic power. The Egyptian magicians used their secret arts. That is the devil's power, and God allowed them to do so. But notice, all they did was copy God. Capture this. They did not use their power to reverse God's plague. They actually used their magic to make it worse. You see, the gods and goddesses thought to protect the Nile could not. And the magician's task to stop the water turning into blood likewise could not be done. They could make the Nile bloodier, allowed by God in His wisdom to make a point to Pharaoh, but they could not make the Nile clean again. So that magicians, empowered by fake deities, are useless. Yahweh makes his point. And in chapter 8, God continues to make his point. The battle continues with plague number 2, frogs. Heket. Let me spell that. H-E-Q-E-T. Heket is the Egyptian goddess of fertility and birth. She is depicted with the head of a frog. God is saying, you want to worship the goddess with the head of a frog, do you? You think revering her is going to make you fertile for pregnancy? Okay, here are frogs. And wow, did frogs appear. There were so many frogs jumping around that they were here, there, and everywhere. Listen to Pharaoh's reaction in verse 8 of Exodus 8. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he remove the frogs from me and from my people. Obviously, Pharaoh was greatly disturbed over what the God had done. Verse 14 says, so they piled the dead frogs in heaps, and the land became foul. I don't care how cute you might think frogs are or how good a frog leg tastes. When their decaying bodies are piled in heaps and the land stinks, man, how fast you too would turn to the only God to make it stop. Plagues number 3 and 4 come in Exodus 8. Gnats are the third. And guess what? The Egyptians worshipped a god of the desert called Set. And he was depicted with the head of an insect, a gnat. And the flies are fourth. The Egyptians worshipped a god called Ra or Re. He was the sun god and possibly represented with the head of a fly. What is the God doing in this battle of the gods? He is winning big. And that is what he is doing. Set and Ra were figments of the Egyptian imagination. They do not exist, and therefore they have no power to protect the Egyptian pharaoh and his people. Go to Exodus chapter 9, where we read about plagues 5, 6, and 7. I will read Exodus 9, verses 1 through 7. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to Pharaoh and speak to him. Thus says the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, let my people go that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go and continue to hold them, behold, the hand of the Lord will come with a very severe pestilence on your livestock, which are in the field. Verse 4. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, so that nothing will die of all that belongs to the sons of Israel. The Lord set a definite time, saying, tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land. So the Lord did this thing on the next day, and all the livestock of Egypt died, but of the livestock of the sons of Israel, not one died. Pharaoh sent, and behold, there was not even one of the livestock of Israel dead. But the heart of Pharaoh was hardened, and he did not let the people go. When archaeologists uncovered the significant discoveries of ancient Egypt in the great tombs, etc., they found Hathor, the goddess depicted with a cow's head, and Apis, the bull god, symbol of fertility. Well then, why could not these gods help protect the livestock, the cows and bulls of Pharaoh's land? They could not because Hathor and Apis did not exist. The only God is proving his point. Plague 6 was boils. They broke out all over the Egyptian men, women, and beasts. Yes, you're getting the picture. The Egyptians worshipped the god Sekhmet, goddess with power over disease, and Sanu, the pestilence god, and Isis, the god of healing. How come these gods could not protect from the sores and heal the Egyptians of the boils? There is a very clear answer. These gods do not exist. The text continues in Exodus 9, 10, and then through chapter 11. God sent massive hail on the land. Where was the sky goddess Nut? and Osiris, god of crops and fertility. The Egyptians revered them. Again, where were Nut and Osiris when plague number 8, locusts, invaded the whole country? And where, oh where, were the gods Ra, the sun god, and Horus, another sun god, and Nut, the sky goddess, and Hathor, also a sky goddess? Where were they when God sent a deep darkness upon Egypt? It was pitch black darkness for 3 whole days, such that the Egyptians did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the sons of Israel had light in their dwellings. That was Exodus 10, verse 23. Surely, if the sun gods existed, they would have full power and authority to bring out the sun, defeating the darkness. They could have turned the lights on, right? Wrong. Why? Because they are fake deities. It was the land of make-believe. And the same applied to the last of the 10 plagues when Almighty God brought death of the firstborn upon Egypt. You should read about this in Exodus chapters 11 and 12. Well, where was Min, the god of reproduction, and Heket, goddess who attended women at childbirth, and Isis, goddess who protected children? And perhaps most of all, where was Pharaoh's firstborn son considered a god? He was dead. That's where he was. Dead, dead, dead. The gods and goddesses are all dead because they never lived. I wish we could develop this even more. We cannot. But do get the lesson. There is only one God, the God of the Hebrews. The gods of the Egyptians are non-existent, as are all idols. And the God exercises his jealousy in the plagues. Well, join us next time, because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.